Okay, let's unpack this. We have been granted access to a remarkably detailed source. It's a highly structured blueprint for what the consulting firm Purple People calls their CEO Growth and Leadership Accelerator Program.
Right. And this isn't just some high-level manual. It feels more like an operational war plan.
Exactly, a 14-week step-by-step engagement. And it's designed for, really aggressive business scaling and even global expansion.
That 14-week timeline is the key. That's the tension point we need to focus on right from the start. The mission here for you is to understand how one unified, well, 98-day product
98 days.
claims it can cover strategy, AI implementation, global compliance, and leadership alignment. All of that without, grinding the existing business to a complete halt.
That no disruption promise is a massive claim. It's like saying you're going to swap out the engine on a race car while it's doing 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, it sounds great, but it requires surgical precision.
So Purple People promises a plug-in, practical, rapid ROI approach. Let's start there. What are the three foundational challenges this high-speed framework claims to solve for a CEO?
Well, they explicitly target the three biggest bottlenecks CEOs face when they move from, say, startup mode to serious scale.
Okay.
First, they solve for scaling and focus. They do that by creating what they call strategic clarity, defining where the business is actually going long term.
Makes sense.
Second, they attack smart decision making by building out decision intelligence systems. And third, they tackle the biggest logistical hurdle, global expansion, with dedicated planning.
So it's a structure built entirely around creating certainty in a really uncertain high-growth environment.
Exactly.
That clarity you mentioned, especially in that first pillar, strategic clarity, that seems essential. Scaling usually means the mission starts to, well, to fracture. What exactly are they forcing the CEO to do there?
So, strategic clarity is where they lock down the vision, cement the growth strategy for the next 3 years, and finalize what they call the non-negotiable leadership priorities.
Yeah.
The key action here isn't brainstorming.
It's commitment.
It's commitment. It solves that scaling challenge where CEOs lose focus because they haven't rigorously prioritized what not to do. The value is forcing a documented destination.
Right, and strategy has to come first. But then we pivot immediately to the technical side of things, that second pillar, decision intelligence. This is where the whole AI promise lives. They claim to move the CEO from guessing to knowing. But how do they deliver that intelligence quickly enough to actually impact growth inside of 14 weeks? This isn't just regular business intelligence tool, is it?
No, it really shouldn't be. And this is where the framework gets interesting because it forces the C-suite to define, and not just their big strategic goals
From pillar one.
from pillar one,
Yeah.
but the specific data points needed to measure progress instantly. So decision intelligence here means implementing AI-based financial and operational dashboards.
So the assumption is the AI is doing more than just, making a chart.
Oh, absolutely. It should be identifying anomalies, maybe predicting resource needs, even suggesting capital allocation shifts based on real-time data.
So we're talking about integrating this high-level vision with instant ground-level data feedback. This link is the real engine of the accelerator.
It has to be. I mean, if you can't measure acceleration, you're just driving faster toward who knows where. The challenge of smart decision-making relies on the speed and reliability of this data.
And if the strategy is sound, but the data is slow or it's unreliable.
The whole accelerator just stalls.
Right.
The CEO needs to know in real time if that strategic priority from pillar one is translating into measurable results.
Which brings us to the third pillar, global readiness. This takes us back into the world of regulation and structure.
Right.
It involves designing the organizational structure, the market entry model, and maybe most importantly, the compliance roadmap.
That compliance roadmap is absolutely vital. Global expansion isn't a luxury anymore, it's a complexity multiplier. This pillar is all about preempting risk.
So by pre-designing how the structure and the legal framework will adapt, the company can move much faster.
Far less internal friction. They solve the CEO challenge of global expansion by giving them a rule book that works in multiple jurisdictions, ideally without having to wait a year for legal review.
Okay, so if we connect these three pillars, clarity, intelligence, and readiness, it's clear they're designed to provide both the big picture structure and the tiny actionable insights at the same time.
That's the core idea. The structure provides the why and the what. The decision intelligence provides the measurable how.
And the knowledge gained is immediately applicable.
But, and this is a big but, That depends entirely on the client's internal resources being ready for this kind of pace.
Okay, let's get into that pace. Let's look at the operational blueprint, the 14-week implementation plan. I'm fascinated by the sequencing here. We start with phase one, weeks one and two, which is all about strategic discovery and alignment.
Yeah, and this is an ultra-intensive assessment phase. They hit the ground running with a CEO diagnostic, business model mapping, a full analysis of leadership goals.
And they're trying to achieve a level of detail that a traditional consulting firm might take, what, 6 weeks to get?
Just 10 business days.
And they formalize that output right away with these proprietary deliverables. You walk away with something called the CEO strategy map and the growth diagnostic report.
And that strategy map immediately forces the client to commit to a documented outcome. It sets clear expectations right out of the gate. That documentation is so crucial for accountability.
Then we pivot, and sharply, into phases two and three. Phase two covers weeks 3 through 5, focusing on growth framework design.
So this is where all that discovery gets converted into forward-looking plans.
They take the diagnosis and start developing the strategic roadmaps, the 3-year growth frameworks,
yeah.
The output for phase two.
You get the growth blueprint deck and the leadership action plan. So now leadership has the actual tools to start executing, and we're only 5 weeks in.
But hold on. The immediate follow-up is phase three, weeks 6 through 8, which is decision and digital intelligence setup. This is the critical tech piece.
It is.
In only 3 weeks, they have to integrate data flows, implement KPI dashboards, establish a decision-making matrix, and set up financial tracking systems. That seems incredibly aggressive for a custom AI implementation.
It is aggressive. And that tells me one of two things. First, the dashboards are likely built on a pre-existing proprietary platform from Purple People. It's more adoption than a full custom build.
Okay, so it's a template they adapt.
Probably.
Hmm.
And second, the client must have near-perfect, clean, and accessible data infrastructure already in place.
Mm-hmm.
If the data is siloed or messy, that 3-week window is just, it's almost impossible.
That's a great point. It reveals a huge prerequisite for even starting this thing. The deliverables here are the digital dashboard prototype and the CEO performance board.
Right. Providing that real-time, instant insight we talked about in Pillar 2, they're using technology as a forcing function to keep on schedule.
So moving into the back half, weeks 9 through 11 cover phase 4. Global expansion readiness. I am fascinated by the order here. Why does global prep happen after the digital intelligence setup?
That's a great question.
I mean, doesn't the global structure usually dictate the data architecture, your tax reporting, all that?
It should. But this framework flips the script.
Yeah.
By setting up the core digital tracking first, the global expansion model is forced to conform to the established KPI architecture, not the other way around.
Ah, so it forces centralized visibility.
Exactly. The activities here are intense. Mm-hmm. Market prioritization, detailed global structure design defining the whole entity hierarchy, and that absolutely necessary compliance checklist.
And the deliverables reflect that. You get a global expansion playbook and a country selection report. So you finish week 11 with a definitive launch strategy.
And then the final piece, weeks 12 through 14, phase 5, all focused on leadership integration and coaching, because strategy and tech are useless without human adoption.
This is where they address the no disruption promise by focusing on the leadership team.
Absolutely. If the C-suite isn't aligned on the new dashboards and the global playbook, the whole thing is a waste of money.
So what does that integration look like?
It's behavioral conditioning, really. They run synergy workshops, they train the leadership team on using the new tools, and they ensure execution goals are aligned across departments. The deliverables are the leadership synergy toolkit and dedicated coaching sessions.
Okay, so that covers the full 14-week sprint. Let's summarize the tangible assets a company actually receives at the end of all this.
It's a comprehensive package, and it's designed for immediate use. You get the full CEO growth blueprint, the strategic and financial dashboard.
With both online and Excel integration, which is smart.
Very smart for teams transitioning from old methods. You also get the decision intelligence model, the global expansion playbook, and that leadership alignment toolkit with frameworks and training.
What's fascinating, again, is how the source material details 3 distinct pricing plans. This isn't a one-size-fits-all product. It scales based on the client's current revenue.
Which tells you a lot about who they're targeting. It shows they recognize the different levels of risk and maturity required for each stage of growth. The entry level is the growth start plan for companies with turnover up to $1 million.
And that's a 6-month commitment at $750 a month.
Right. And the key add-ons there are just the blueprint and the dashboard. It's about getting clarity and basic measurement in place.
Then you move up to the mid-tier, the leadership scale plan, for companies between 1 and 5 million in turnover. This one ramps up to $1,250 a month over 9 months.
And the key add-ons here include the dashboard plus that crucial expansion framework.
I see the difference. For that middle tier, they assume scaling past a million means global thinking is now an active part of the strategy, not some hypothetical goal.
And the longer duration, 9 months, suggests a need for more sustained guidance after the main accelerator.
And finally, the top tier, Global Mastery Plan. For companies with turnover above 5 million, this is the full integration package at $7,750 a month, extending to a full year.
And the add-ons are explicit. Full integration plus leadership coaching. They're saying if you're that size, it's not just about the documents.
It's about embedding the system deep into the organization and managing that complex behavioral change at the top for a whole year.
It's a smart model. Mm. It links the cost directly to the complexity of the company's internal challenges. But let's circle back to the ultimate promise, the outcome highlights.
Right. What is the CEO actually promised once this 14-week transformation is done?
Well, a clear strategy, a measurable growth roadmap, the AI-enabled dashboard for instant insights, a smooth transition to global-ready operations.
But the two most compelling promises are the stronger leadership alignment without team disruption and the critical timeline, measurable ROI within 3 to 6 months.
And that ROI timeline is the final point of tension. If we synthesize all this complexity, we see a framework that moves at breakneck speed, from diagnosis in week one to digital implementation and global compliance by week 11.
It's an intensely focused high-speed intervention. We have to acknowledge just how aggressively fast that is. We're talking about defining a 3-year strategy, implementing AI systems, designing a global compliance framework, and realigning leadership all in 14 weeks.
And the expectation that measurable ROI kicks in just a couple of months later is, what's astonishing.
It truly is.
And this raises an important final question for you, the listener, that builds on our discussion prerequisites. If the ultimate promise is measurable ROI within 3 to 6 months, so the payback starts just 2 to 4 months after this 14-week process is done, What does that suggest about the, let's say, the minimum required maturity of that company's finance and data functions? Hitting those aggressive milestones implies the CEO doesn't just need to be ready for change. They must already have the organizational discipline and the data infrastructure pretty much in place, maybe 80% ready, just to survive the speed of the accelerator itself.
So is the program truly a guide for growth?
Or is it really a turbocharger for companies that are already near the finish line? That's something to mull over as you analyze these rapid scaling models.